Local doctor says the Delta surge has plateaued in the D.C. area. I'm Luke Luker.
The Republican in Virginia's race for governor gets a warning from former President Trump. I'm Nick Ainelli.
Good morning. It's 8 o'clock.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
The 911 calls.
This is the right decision for the people of America.
CBS's Dr. David Agus, after CDC Director Rochelle Walensky overrules her own advisors and adds healthcare workers, teachers, and supermarket employees to the list of people eligible for Pfizer's COVID booster shots. Dr. Agus?
People are putting themselves at risk in their job. People who have significant exposure need to be protected from the virus. And so she did the right thing. It's in line with what the FDA had recommended. So it's certainly not radical, but it makes sense, and I agree.
The White House could begin rolling out a plan for third round of vaccinations as soon as today. California Governor Gavin Newsom's weighing a vaccine mandate for most tweens and teens.
It's now back on the table to get our kids vaccinated, 12 to 17.
The L.A. Unified School Board's already approved a mandate for students in its district. A Senate committee investigating the January 6th attack has subpoenaed four close allies of former President Trump, including former Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and Steve Bannon. Correspondent Weijia Jiang is at the White House.
In a statement, the former president criticized what he called harassment subpoenas and vowed to fight them with executive privilege. But Congressman Adam Schiff, who is a member of the Select Committee, says he is hoping that this Justice Department enforces the subpoenas and issues criminal contempt charges if necessary.
The hand count of more than 2,000 votes in Arizona's wrapped up. Preliminary results show President Biden actually expanded his lead in crucial Maricopa County. Former county recorder Adrian Fontes says Republicans who claim fraud need to step up now.
They deserve an apology from Senate President Fan and Senator Warren Peterson, who I am calling on tonight, both of them, to resign for the damage that they've done to our democracy and this republic.
People ran for their lives when gunshots rang out at a supermarket in Collierville, Alabama. One person died. More than a dozen were wounded. CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
Officers found the gunman's body in the rear of the store, dead of an apparently self-inflicted gunshot wound.
We found people hiding in freezers and in locked offices, and, they were doing what they had been trained to do, run, hide, fight.
This was the second mass shooting at a U.S. supermarket this year. In March, 10 people were killed when a gunman opened fire in a King Super in Boulder, Colorado.
Jury deliberations are expected to begin today in R. Kelly's federal racketeering trial in New York. The R&B star is accused of running a criminal enterprise involving sex trafficking women and underage girls. S&P futures are down 22. Dow futures off 136. This is CBS News.
Today, better nutrition and great taste are more important than ever. That's why Eggland's Best gives you and your family more. And that's healthy news for everyone. Only Eggland's Best.
8:03 on your Friday morning, September 24th. Sunny, breezy, high 70 today. You want to get out and walk around a bit. Good morning, I'm Joan Jones.
And I'm Bruce Allen, and with the local stories we're covering for you this morning, we begin with a look at who exactly is eligible for the coronavirus vaccine booster shot. Early this morning, the CDC approved a third dose of the Pfizer vaccine for millions of adults, including people 65 and older, and those with medical conditions putting them at severe risk of illness from the coronavirus. Residents of long-term care facilities and adults whose workplace puts them at risk of being infected are also eligible. The third shot can't be administered until 6 months have passed since the second Pfizer vaccine was administered.
Now, in this area, Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says the state is ready to distribute that third dose. In Virginia, vaccine coordinator Danny Avila says he's confident that the state has a sufficient supply of booster shots. No word, though, yet from officials in the district about their plans to distribute the third Pfizer dose. But we have asked city officials if they have enough booster shots. We'll let you know what they have to say.
Coronavirus cases and hospitalizations seem to be leveling off in this area after a sudden late summer spike caused by the Delta variant.
The seven-day average of case numbers has been steady over the past 2 weeks. Director of Infectious Diseases at MedStar Washington Hospital Center, Dr. Glenn Wortman.
With this Delta variant right now, it seems to have
hopefully plateaued. I mean, nationally, it seems to be plateauing a little bit, but especially in our area.
D.C. hit a peak late last week and has already seen around a 25% drop since then. Virginia and Maryland's numbers have plateaued. We also aren't seeing an increase of people going to the hospital in all three. Wortman credits a high vaccination rate.
Relatively, we have fair vaccine uptake compared to other areas of the country.
Coronavirus deaths continue to be a lagging indicator. Virginia is the hardest hit and is seeing deaths steadily increase. Luke Lukert, WTOP News.
You could hear the full interview with Dr. Wortman on the next week's episode of Is It Normal Yet? Podcast. It'll be released Monday morning.
A warning from former President Trump for the Republican Party's nominee for governor of Virginia, Glenn Youngkin.
When asked by radio host John Fredericks if Youngkin can win in Virginia, Trump said yes, but...
The only guys that win are the guys that embrace the MAGNA movement.
Referring to his Make America Great Again movement, he said Republicans who don't fully embrace it lose elections. Youngkin has treaded lightly around the issue of former President Trump, saying just this week in an interview with WTOP.
It's certainly not about President Trump. There's two people on the ballot, me and Terry McAuliffe.
Would you vote for Trump if he ran for president again?
Well, I don't know if he's going to run for president again.
Youngkin has also said that President Biden was legitimately elected, in contrast to Trump, who said the election was stolen. Nick Ainelli, WTOP News.
National issues have increasingly been spilling into city council and school board meetings, including in Loudoun County. Officials there believe the outrage over issues like critical race theory and coronavirus vaccines doesn't always come from the grassroots. So the school board has decided that people with no direct links to the school system will not be allowed to speak at its meetings anymore.
Starting with Tuesday's meeting, only school students, parents, and employees, county business owners, and residents of the county and its incorporated towns can sign up to speak to the Loudoun County School Board, and they must have documentation to prove they fit into one of those categories. Board Chair Brenda Sheridan says the goal is to favor parents and community members over, quote, out-of-town agitators who would make board meetings a platform for national politics or to enhance their own media profiles. Michelle Bash, WTOP News.
Up ahead on WTOP, why you may want to avoid Ocean City this weekend, 8:07.
Hi, I'm Richard McKenzie, owner of Metropolitan Bath & Tile. At Metropolitan Bath & Tile, we only do bathrooms, nothing else. We have four beautiful showrooms for your convenience. We never use subcontractors because all work is done by our own employees. We guarantee our prices against any qualified contractor, and we have the best warranty in the business. Call us at 1-800-NEW-BATH or online at metrobath.com. Bathroom remodeling, it's what we do. It's all we do.
Lockheed Martin understands that it takes all of us to secure our future. The unrivaled fifth-generation F-35 is built by a diverse, high-tech American workforce. The F-35 program creates high-skilled manufacturing jobs, sustains local economies, and strengthens a supply chain of small businesses. Together, we secure our future.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.